Module 8, Cultural Issues. Cultural issues in the workplace have been a hot topic for many years. They are more than just demographics and cannot always be detected right away. Even though team members may be from the same office or a similar location, each one has their own unique culture and following. It is important to embrace these differences and acknowledge the cultural issues that may be present. This can help the team build successful relationships with each other and prove more productive in the long run. Respect and embrace differences. Diversity among a group is always a good thing, but under the wrong impressions, it can ruin any team. Whether the difference is a type of culture, political opinions, or simply a difference in background, all these factors can change how a person interacts with another person and what kind of view they have. When team members are diverse, it can keep the team from thinking on one path and stop the one-track mind. It opens teammates up to new ideas and points of view, which in turn can create new concepts for projects and assignments. Together, they can learn to not only respect their differences among each other, but embrace them to create a whole new work style. Be aware of different work styles. Sometimes different work styles on a team can be a good thing because they allow each employee to think on their own and work within a design that works best for them. Other times, it can be a real source of trouble if not properly addressed. Some employees may prefer to work alone even though they are needed on a team project. One employee may be a procrastinator and wait until the last minute to complete their assignment. The key is to learn to be flexible with one another and adjust how you approach each other. No two people work in the same way, so any team, especially a virtual one, will need time to adjust to one another and learn what makes the other team member work so hard. When we know how they function, we can work in sync with them without a hitch most of the time. Know your team members' cultural background. On a virtual team, it can be hard to get to know your teammates personally since you are so limited in communication and socialization. Even if the members meet during some sort of meeting or conference, it can be hard to acknowledge a person's cultural background. Some companies have an employee fill out a personal profile that can be shared with other employees, which allows them to better know the person even though they are not in the same office. When we can better understand a person's cultural background, we can better understand why they do some of the things they do and can make them feel more comfortable on your team. Examples: provide an All About Me survey to gather information about employees. Some information can remain private if desired, such as religion or political views. Acknowledge cultural instances, such as holidays and rituals. Dealing with stereotypes. Stereotypes can ruin any team relationship or bond. The sweeping generalization. A stereotype can cause people to become confused or view people in a negative light, even if it was unprovoked. Knowledge and understanding are the only tools we can use to deal with stereotypes. Get to know your employees and encourage them to get to know their coworkers. Learn more about the employees as a whole person instead of what their cultural background may have been labeled as. Through observation and interaction, the chances of anyone creating or following stereotypes in the virtual team decreases, and employees are able to focus on the task at hand and not each other. Case study. Cheryl is managing a virtual team that has offices all over the state. Because they are from different areas, Cheryl knows they all have different cultural backgrounds and different views and opinions. She decided to have every employee fill out a form of personal information they wanted to share with the rest of the team so that they can get to know each other better. She then decided to hold a video conference call where each team member could meet in person and talk among each other. Here they discuss their profiles they finished and talk about their type of working styles and processes. Cheryl pointed out to the group that this is the time to demolish any stereotypes each person may have about someone else. She wanted the team to get to know each other and respect one another since they will be working so closely together.